Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
An authority on Bible prophecy, Dr. Charles Ryrie, said someone has calculated that actually there are more than 300 prophecies concerning various aspects of the first coming of Christ. We can assuredly say that no one could possibly have made this number of accurate predictions by chance. But God did it through His prophets, and the evidence is in the Bible for all to see and believe. There are many other equally specific prophecies in both the Old and the New Testaments which have been fulfilled exactly as predicted. Add all of these in with the ones we've referred to, and the improbability of their coming to pass increases at a fantastic rate, to a point beyond any possible comprehension. Another scholar says that there are 332 prophecies relating to Jesus Christ, 61 of which are major prophecies. To help you grasp the immense improbability of these being fulfilled by chance, let me give you something to think about. Let's begin by pondering the possibility of just 8 of those being fulfilled. One college math class that investigated this possibility concluded it would be one possibility or one chance in 10 to the 17th power. Now, here's a picture. If you're living in Asia, think of the island of Luzon, the largest of the 7,000 islands in the Philippines. If you're living in the U.S., think of the largest state in the continental United States, Texas. If you covered either with silver dollars or pesos 2 feet thick, and one of those coins was marked with a red X, the probability of your jumping out of a plane, diving into that pile, and coming up with the one coin marked with a red X would be the same as even 8 of those prophecies being fulfilled. Now, let me go one step further. The chance that anyone would fulfill 48 of those, to say nothing of the other 265, would be 1 in 10 raised to the 157th power. Here's another mind-boggling illustration. Let's suppose you had a ball of electronics the size of our universe, which is said to be 6 billion light years in radius, and you could make these balls at the rate of 500 per minute for 6 billion years, the estimated time of the existence of our universe, and you could do this 100 billion times over, and one ball was marked with an X, and you could find that ball, you would have the chance factor equal to one person fulfilling even 48 of those prophecies. Frankly, that is more than my feeble mind can grasp. When Jesus was here, He had a keen sense of understanding that He was fulfilling the prophecies of old. Repeatedly He would say, "This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying," and Jesus would document the quote. Now, the average person has little understanding of the complexity of prophecies and their importance when it comes to documenting what Jesus did. Immediately before the crucifixion, Jesus said, "I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am He." Scores of individuals have investigated the prophecies as well as the miracles of Jesus Christ, and have come to the conclusion that Jesus Christ was no mere mortal, that He was unique and different from us. He was both man, but also God. Prophecy is one of the means by which God demonstrates very clearly that what He says about His Son is true. Friend, chance plays no part in it. Prophecy is history pre-recorded by men.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.